The third night came. Herschel felt something watching him as he set the candles in the menorah. Instead of lighting them, he began playing with the dreidel. An hour passed. Herschel looked up. Sitting across the table was another goblin. This one had a fiery red face and two enormous horns. "It's getting late," the goblin said. "When are you going to light the candles?" "Later. There's plenty of time." Herschel spun his dreidel. "This is more fun." "What are you playing with?" the goblin asked. "It looks like a top."
"It's a dreidel. Don't you know about dreidels?"
"No."
"Too bad.
Dreidels are lots of fun. You can also make lots of money if you know how to play."
"Really?"
The goblin was interested now. All goblins like money. This one was no exception.
"How do you play?"
"It's very simple," Herschel said. "But you must have gold. That's the first rule."
"I have plenty. Is this enough?"
The goblin poured a pile of gold coins onto the table.
"That's fine," Herschel said. "Listen carefully now.
This letter is Sheen. If it comes up, you give me a handful of gold. This letter is Hay. If it comes up, you give me half your gold. This is Gimel. If the dreidel falls on this letter, you give me all your gold. Understand?"
"Wait, there's one letter left. What about this one?"
"That's Nun. If the dreidel falls on Nun, I don't give you anything. Ready? Let's play. You go first." The goblin spun the dreidel. The little top whirled round and round. When it fell, the letter on top was Sheen. "Too bad," Herschel said, taking a big handful of the goblin's gold. "Try again. Maybe you'll have better luck." The goblin spun the dreidel once more. This time it fell on Hay. "This isn't your night," Herschel said, helping himself to half the goblin's gold. "One more time. Your luck is bound."